Right. And John, tell me about the current situation. There's been such a huge storm about it. They have lost the Test series to South Africa, and they could not defend their T20 World Cup title as well without Kevin Peterson. But now he comes back, and he has such a great experience of these conditions, playing for Delhi, obviously, and he's also been here previously. So how important, how crucial is KP going to be a factor in this particular series?
Well, he's absolutely, yeah, absolutely crucial, as you say there. The fact that he's got experience of these conditions playing for Delhi Daredevils. He's toured India before, toured here, of course, when he was captain. Missed the series against South Africa, missed the World 2020, and while you can't attribute every defeat to the fact that Peterson wasn't there, his absence was a clear factor in the fact that England weren't able to produce their very best. I think, I don't want to sort of concentrate too much on what's why he wasn't there, that's been and gone now. It's very important that the whole team now works as a team, whatever differences they've had in the past, put them behind them, get on the pitch, score runs, take catches, take wickets, that's your job. And I think if he can get runs early, and he obviously has got some early in the tour, that I think will settle him down, and will, from an England point of view, we all want to see Kevin Peterson doing his talking on the pitch, scoring runs, and really producing the sort of form that he's capable of. But he remains our key player in that middle order.
Right, and my final question to you would be, they haven't played much spin in the build-up to the Test series, and we've seen their problems against spin when they played Pakistan earlier in the year. We saw them struggle against the Indian spinners and the Sri Lankan spinners in the T20 World Cup. So how big a factor will spin be in this Test series, and what can England hope to achieve from this particular Test series?
Yeah, it's the problems that England have got against spin. It's become sort of part technical and part mental now. Everybody knows, oh, England are here, we're going to play lots of spinners, and particularly, you've mentioned already, left-arm spinners against Kevin Peterson. They have, yes, it's interesting that the fact that he decided not to play any frontline spinners against them, but they will have had plenty of practice against spinners in the nets. They've got Swanee, they've got Panesar, they've got Samit Patel. They've picked a squad, for me, that plays spin well. For example, you've got Samit Patel and they've got Owen Morgan in there. Peterson, we know, plays spin well and has experience in those sort of venues. So it's going to be tough for England. They're going to look to perhaps lay down a marker early. If they can survive defeat in the first test, then they're going to be confident of going on and performing well. But they do need to really improve their performance against spin. That is without doubt, but if they can get something out of the first test, who knows, they might just sneak a victory. But India are absolutely deserving favourites on home soil. Not many teams go out there and beat them.